You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program, Spiritual Cures. Inshallah, we have brothers ready to do the istikhara and also to give you some wazaif as well. And remember, do not suffer alone. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawat Islami is with you. We will try to help as much as possible, Inshallah, Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me a wazifa? I cannot get to sleep at night. I have tried medicines, but they are not working. I am quite worried as it is affecting my health. Is there anything that you can do? Ji, inshallah, azawajal. It might not be yourself. You might be, other people that you know of that are struggling to sleep. Then inshallah, azawajal, that could help them as well. So please remember, if there's anyone that you know who is struggling, and inshallah azawajal, we could help them as well. Alhamdulillah azawajal. So if anyone was struggling to get to sleep, the Muslim brother who sent us a message, recite 11 times, La ilaha illallah, and perform dham on yourself, any blow on yourself, you will fall asleep. Inshallah azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you. MashaAllah, so we have a Tasawwur Bhai in the studio. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
SubhanAllah, well, nice to have you. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. So, inshallah, we are going to be, the result has come back for someone who gave us a istikhara, someone who had a problem. They said that the problem is 2 weeks ago, she can't sleep all night. As soon as she goes to sleep, immediately she gets up. The istikhara has been done and it has come back as Nazr-e-Bad. Nazr-e-Bad means evil eye. The method to remove Nazr-e-Bad is to recite La ilaha illallah 60 times. 60, La ilaha illallah. Blow upon the affected person. Inshallah, azawajal, by the will of Allah, it will be cured. Alhamdulillah. So remember, the wazifa that I gave you for those people who can't get to sleep is to recite 11 times La ilaha illallah and blow upon yourself, inshallah, you will fall asleep. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that you could tell me to read that I have pain in my nails? Nails, nahun. I thought, how can you have pains in nails? You know, it's not the hammer and the nail, it's the nail that you have. Ji. So, nahun,
tip of
your fingers. Ji. So, inshallah, we look for the wazifa for that as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a cousin who has epilepsy or fits, seizures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything that I can do for them, please? I can pass the message on to them, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the pain in the nails, if they recite Surah Fatiha once,
Ji.
Surah Fatiha once, and the following dua, Allahumma azhib anni su'a ma ajidu. Allahumma azhib anni su'a ma ajidu. Allahumma azhib anni su'a ma ajidu. So recite this 7 times with Durood Sharif before and after. And continue with this until the pain has gone away. So they place their hand upon the area, so for example, nails in this instance. So they place their hands upon the area of the pain. Recite Surah Fatiha once and then the dua I just mentioned 7 times durushi before and after. They don't need to perform them. Inshallah, the pain will fade away. Achha, in regards to epileptic fits, recite Surah Fatiha 7 times, durushi before and after, and perform them upon the afflicted or upon the patient.
Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Please, can you do istikhara for my business as it is not doing well at all? Plus, we are in so much debt. Please don't mention names. Code word Dulal. Okay. Inshallah, we'll forward them on. As soon as we get the result, we'll let you know. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My wife and I have been married for 5 years. We have no children. Also, my wife, who is from Pakistan, was originally feeling scared at night, but now she's blood stains or dirty stains on curtains and spider webs coming toward her, and even flowing water in the ensuite shower when there is no water. This happens after she wakes up, and sometimes she feels presence of another being trying to sleep with her when she is asleep on her own. Recently, sometimes I too feel the bed shaking as if my wife is trembling her foot, but she is fast asleep. Our main concern is that we have no children. Please do istikhara about my children. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will do the istikhara. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want you to do istikhara card for my sons. Please don't mention mother's name. I believe relatives have done something on the first one. Maybe black magic. MashaAllah. So if you know who's done the black magic, then we don't need to tell you, do we? Now, so sometimes what it is we start assuming things, you know, it's the relatives who've done this, so and so have done it. Maybe it's not them. But inshallah, I've sent it on forwarded for the istikhara to be done. But please remember one thing, that, you know, sometimes you might, you know, if we say to you, no black magic, I don't know what the result is be, but most of the time what people then do is, they don't know what they're talking about. We're going to go somewhere else. And then you'll go somewhere else, you'll pay money, and they're going to say, yes, so-and-so has done black magic. And then you're going to say, well, you know, and they will ask you so many questions. They'll find out about your relatives. And then they say, yeah, it's someone whose name is Rafar. And then, you know, my name is Rafakar. And you think, oh, that's it, he's done it. Yeah, that's wrong. It's haram in Islam. You know, even to believe in them kind of people is not allowed in Islam. So please, please, please do not put yourself into this problem. Anyone, even though they are your relatives who have done that black magic, don't have hatred for them. Feel sorry for them because they are committing a very major sin, if that is the case. But, you know, we shouldn't be assuming things. And I have seen many homes being broken up because of assumptions, families being broken up, children being taken away by the authorities, husband and wife lived for so many years, but just because of satanic whispers and, you know, other people's, you know, wrong assumptions, their household has been destroyed. So I hope, inshallah, as well, you can, you know, try to act upon that as well. Again, like I said, there's a lot of messages. We don't know which messages or which goes with which one. It says, I have been having very bad headaches for many years. Oh, Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. If we can have a wazifa for that as well. Please, can you do istikhara for my grandson? He's 5 years old and complains about stomach pain and bowel issues and is disobedient and doesn't speak properly. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Hope you're well. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I want to ask whether you can do istikhara for my brother. He wanted to do hifz and was very enthusiastic about it, but now he is doing it. He says he is not interested and wants to drop out. Inshallah. Istikhara result has come back, one of them, a few of them. Someone sent in a message. There was no code word, but it says regarding those people who believed that their mom has or their relatives has done black magic on them. The istikhara has come back as there's no magic. So alhamdulillah, your relatives are free to live a happy life. They have not done no magic on anyone. It's just sometimes it's a test from Allah. Sometimes when you don't get along with someone, people start to assume. Allah Ta'ala give him shifa'i kamila. Inshallah, if you recite Ya Salamu 111 times, if there's any problems, any illnesses that you mention, Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa'i kamila, inshallah.
Yeah, so it's understood that, you know, people face problems or difficulties And straight away the mind goes towards somebody's done something. It's very common these days. And yet, if we look into the books on regarding our pious predecessors, they used to be worried if no problems, if they were never afflicted with problems, they used to worry and
they used to think that as a problem. And an ill person's du'as are accepted as well. Alhamdulillah. Ji, mashallah, another istikhara has been done. And it's the istikhara code word name Al-Madad. Code word Al-Madad istikhara has been done. And it has come back as Nazre Bad. So someone sent in regarding their 5-year-old son complains about stomachs. Then he has Nazre Bad, inshallah, Azawajal, recite La ilaha illallah 60 times. Blow upon the person, blow on your son. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give him Shifa'i Kamila as well. Alhamdulillah. Another istikhara has been done for. I have to say the first name. It says Tayyib. Yeah, istikhara has been done and it has come back as Vakti Azmaish, temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Another istikhara has been done. No code word again, but I'll say the mother's name is Farzan Begum. Yeah, so the istikhara has been done and it has come back as illness. So there's no black magic, no evil eye. Allah Ta'ala give you Shifa'i Kamila, inshallah. Again, read Ya Salamu, very mujarrab and tried wazifa, 111 times, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will give Shifa'i Kamila as well, inshallah. Sure. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Please, please, brother, do not read loud. Okay, don't worry, inshallah, we don't mention the names. If someone few years ago moved to Manchester, we confused, not settling very well, don't know what to do, it's better for me to use to go back to where I came from. Ji, istihara has been done for that, alhamdulillah. And it has been come as Vakti Azmaish, is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, just again, inshallah, Sabr Bhai will give us some wazai for
Vakti Azmaish. If you recite Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u 100 times with Durushi before and after, at least once a day, no fixed time. But very importantly, no speaking during the
reading of the istikhara. MashaAllah. Another istikhara has been done. Code word Muharram. And it's come back as clear. So, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there's no problem there. So, it's come back as clear. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Okay, someone sent in to istikhara code name Medina regarding their brother who wanted to do Hifaz and he wants to opt out. The istihara has been done and it's come back as clear. So there's no Nazr-e-Bad or evil eye on him. Maybe genuinely he's trying to find it hard. Best option is that if you go and sit with the Qari Sahib and you know, see your brother as well and ask him what the problem is. If he's genuinely finding it hard, because sometimes remember, you know, Hifaz is not for anyone. To be an alim is not for everyone. So maybe he's genuinely finding it hard. So rather than forcing him to do Hifaz, you might as well, you know, make him concentrate on other stuff as well. Yeah. And if his Qari Sahib is saying that, you know, he's doing really good, and then the other problem is that maybe, you know, he's got interest in other stuff as well. So then you can try to talk him back into it as well.
Because it's a lifetime commitment.
Yeah, very good. It's not something that we can be overnight, and it's not something that,
once,
you know,
we've done, it's accomplished, and you can put it aside.
It's going to be with you all your life, and you've got to be reading the Quran. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Istikhara for problems with depression and shaitani waswasa. Code word Da'wat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Istikhara has come back as clear, so there is no alhamdulillah problems in there. If it's shaitani waswasa, inshallah we'll get a wazifa for that as well, inshallah. Another istikhara has been done. Code to use was water. Istihara has been done and it's come back as Vakti Azmaish, temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal.
Regarding satanic whispers, if a person sits in a dark room alone and recite Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu 93 times, Durood Sharif before and after, and duration at least 45 days, inshallah. And it whispers will put away.
Inshallah.
In regards to depression, as mentioned, to recite Surah Yasin Sharif. Inshallah, the depression will go away. And it's actually written in Jannati Zewar by Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi, rahmatullah. He mentioned regarding reciting Surah Yasin, one of the benefits is that gets rid of depression.
Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have many problems in my life. Is there anything that you can help me? I learnt about you from watching Madani channel. I've been eagerly waiting for your program to come on so that I can send my message. I have many illnesses. Please, if you can send me a wazifa to read or to do something that will cure me, inshallah. You know, Allah Ta'ala give you shifa'i kamila. Mm-hmm. You haven't mentioned what type of illnesses that you have, but inshallah, we will give you wazifa for that as well. Remember, you know, like we mentioned before, illnesses are from Allah Azza wa Jal, and there is always a cure for them. Maybe the doctors have not found a cure for them, but whatever illnesses there are, Allah Ta'ala has made a cure for them as well. Sometimes these illnesses are for us so that we could do sabr. It's a test from Allah Ta'ala. And remember, as Muslims, we will be tested. Many people get tested, you know, in many forms. So we will be tested in many, many ways. So Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, just have sabr. And inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa'i kamila as well.
Yeah, so I think they mentioned the last message that just came, they mentioned regarding illnesses and problems. So I'm going to give you something which will cover both aspects, but I will recommend that they do visit their nearest Talizati Asariya Basta as well. Which they've not mentioned in the message which area they're from. If not, we could have directed them to the nearest Basta, but major cities around the UK, alhamdulillah, are covered. And the Talizati Basta are seeing people face to face now as well, alhamdulillah. A spiritual cure for them mentions a recite after Fajr Salah 41 times daily for a duration of 31 days, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru. Ya Shakuru after Fajr Salah, 41 times on a daily basis for 31 days. Inshallah, their problems as well as their illness, inshallah.
Inshallah. Salam, please do istikhara for my nephew. He is not well. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him shifa'i kamila. اور میرے بھائی کے لیے بھی استخارہ کر دیں. نشہ کرتا ہے اور کوئی بھی کام شروع کرتا ہے ایک ماہ کے بعد نکال دیا جاتا ہے انشاءاللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ give him برکت and blessing, and اللہ تعالیٰ make him obedient, you know, to his worship as well, انشاءاللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. To do استخارہ for my head is always hurting and I get angry easily at times and there is always tension going on in the house. How do I prevent these from happening? It's not easy, but number one is that if the tensions are because of husband and wife arguing and fighting, then one of you has to step back. Inshallah, Azawajal, you know, you'll see a massive difference in that as well, because normally why do tensions happen is the husband's there shouting his head off and the wife is shouting back at him, and if this vice versa, then they're not gonna, you know, settle. One of you has to, you know, say that, look, I've lost. Yeah, you're the winner. Inshallah, Azawajal, you'll see that how Allah Ta'ala will make your household a better house and barakat will be, inshallah, Azawajal.
The person who steps down and says, look, you know, you're superior to me, or he doesn't get away empty handed.
No.
Because alhamdulillah, he's rewarded.
Beshak.
For that, alhamdulillah. So, full of rewards too.
No, alhamdulillah.
I know it's like you might have to feel like the lower person, but because of that feeling, Allah rewards you immensely.
Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. Code name Medina. I think we had a lot of code name Medina, so I'll just mention wazifa for my cousin. She goes unconscious and then she hits herself and others and blames people that that person has done black magic on me. The istikhara has been done for that, and it's come back as Nazr-e-Bad, so that she has evil eye. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala give her shifa'i kamila. We'll give her a wazifa to read as well, but it is Nazr-e-Bad. And to remove Nazr-e-Bad, recite La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow upon her or she can do it herself, Allah Ta'ala will give her Shifa-i Kamila as well. He says, ever since results day, I have not been well. I have been struggling to walk. I shiver a lot. Allah Ta'ala give you Shifa-i Kamila. The istighara has been done and it has come back as Nazre Bad as well. So evil eye. And inshallah, as well, to remove evil eye, one of the easiest wazifa is that I normally give is La ilaha illallah. 60 times blow upon that person, Allah Ta'ala will give him Shifa-i Kamila as well.
I think the regular viewers of Mandi channel will have memorized that by now.
Ji, alhamdulillah. I memorized it.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Regarding the last istikhara you mentioned about somebody falling unconscious, the spiritual cure in regards to unconsciousness is that you recite this particular part of Ayatul Kursi.
La ta'khuzuhu sinatun wa la nawm.
Recite this part of Ayatul Kursi, just at once, perform dham upon some water. Sprinkle some of that water upon the face of the patient and few drops in the mouth, inshallah. And then by moving the mouth, shaking them slightly, inshallah, they'll come round.
Inshallah. Another istikhara has been done. Someone regarding istikhara for my nephew, he is not well. Name was given as well. And the istikhara has been done and it's come back as evil eye. So again, La ilaha illallah, 60 times and do dham on there, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give them Shifa-i Kamila. Also, someone sent in a message regarding istikhara, my head is always hurting and I get angry easy at times. Again, it has come back as Nazr-e-Bad, evil eye. So, La ilaha illallah, 60 times do that, and Allah Ta'ala will give Shifa-i Kamila as well, inshallah. A code name, Birmingham 10. Istikhara has been done, and it's come back as Vakti Azmaish, temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. It was regarding someone's business, someone's work, but it's a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So please keep reciting the wazaif, inshallah. Wazaif for success in business, tasawwur, inshallah.
Gee.
We'll get you some wazaif there as well.
So I just mentioned this headache one, I took it out. In regards to those who are suffering from headache, if you recite Surah Nas, with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 7 times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform dham on the person who's afflicted with the headache, and then ask them whether the pain is still there. If it is, then repeat the process, i.e. recite Surah Nas 7 times again and blow upon the head. Ask the patient again, if it's still there, then do it a third time. I repeating the whole process the third time. Inshallah, by the time they've completed the third time, the headache will be cured.
Istikhara has been done there was no code word, but it was regarding kisi ke bhai ke istikhara nasha karta hai bhai. So, alhamdulillah, istikhara has been done and it's come back as illness, bimari hai. There's an istikhara that has been done. It was for regarding someone's nephew who is not well. Istikhara has been done and it's come back as Nazr-e-Bad as well. We're getting a lot of Nazr-e-Bad today, aren't we? So Allah Ta'ala gives Shifa. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes Nazr-e-Bad, you know, people might be doing something really wrong, but you know, because it's that Nazr-e-Bad that is on them, you know, that's why they may be doing, you know, them kind of problems. But Allah Ta'ala give you Shifa 60 times, La ilaha illallah, and do dham upon the person, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give them Shifa-i Kamila, inshallah. So,
will you give another wazifa regarding evil eye and things?
Yeah, I've got one. I thought that was much better.
Recite Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 7 times, Ayatul Kursi once, Surah Falak and Surah Nas 3 times each, with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim each time, Durood Sharif once before and after, and blow upon 3 red chilies.
You have to send that to me.
Move the red chilies around the person clockwise 21 times around the head of the patient and then put them on the tawa, stove, and burn them. Inshallah, the influence of evil eye will.
Inshallah.
Regarding the person who had the drug addiction, this particular amal, mashallah, very mujarrab, it mentions that, take a ball. Recite Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu, 90 times, Durood Sharif once before, once after, perform dham into the bowl. Okay, perform dham into the bowl, then give that bowl to the person who's got the addiction, and they always drink from that bowl. And that one dumb that you've done on that bowl can last for years and years.
MashaAllah.
Inshallah, by using this bowl, the habit or of the intoxicant, drug addiction, etc., inshallah, they all go away, inshallah.
MashaAllah. We've also got meri family mein mere behan bhaiyon ke jo bhi rishte aate hain na ho jata hai. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for them to istikhara wazifa for that as well.
In regards to those who feel or they do have an obstacle in their marriage, they don't seem to be getting married now. This can be whether it's a boy or a girl that's in the situation. So they think that there's some obstacle, some bandish is a popular word that's used for this. Recite Surah At-Teen 60 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time after Salatul Fajr. Inshallah, if you've read Fajr, you'll be in a state of wuzu. But it does mention that you need to be in a state of wuzu while you're doing this spiritual cure. And it says within 40 days, inshallah, your desires will be fulfilled.
Inshallah.
So after Fajr Salah, in the state of ablution, recite Surah At-Teen 60 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time. And inshallah, within 40 days, your desire will be fulfilled. Inshallah. In regards to the same, the author of Jannati Zewar again, Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayh, mentioned that he who desires to get married, whether it is a he or a she, recites Surah Yaseen, they'll get married. So try to recite Surah Yaseen. And if for any reason that you can't recite yourself, then firstly, I'll recommend that you join your nearest Balighan class, whether you're a boy, then you join the boys' Balighan class, and if you're an Islamic sister, then join the sister's class and learn how to recite the Quran, so then you can recite yourself.
Inshallah. And sometimes, we do give azan, but sadly people can't read them with the tajweed, and the thing sometimes they prolong because obviously they're not getting better, and people get worried that I'm reading the wazifa, but I'm not getting better. But the problem is you're not reading it properly, so the reason why you're not reading it properly is because of tajweed. The rules of tajweed are very important in Arabic language, and that is one of the common mistakes that people make.
A way to understand it is, like, for example, you're not reading it according to tajweed, so it's not helping you, like somebody who would be taking some medicine for a different problem and trying to cure something else. It's not going to work for you. In the same way, that wazifa will not work if not recited properly.
So inshallah, Azawajal, if you can start to join the classes, hopefully inshallah, Azawajal, things will get better for you as well, inshallah. We also have got a message from someone whose whole body is always aching. The Sahara has been done, has come back as Nazre, but evil eye. So again, inshallah, Azawajal, the method of doing the istikhara for that, inshallah, I'll mention a different one as well now. Is what you do is you take 7 red chilies in your hand and revolve your arm around the patient 7 times. Begin from and finish revolving at the right shoulder of the patient. Then put those chilies on a hat, on a hot griddle, on a flame stove, tawa, wagaira. If they do not produce smell, repeat the same method 2 and 3 times, repeating for a few times in a similar way. When the chilies produce smell, it indicates the evil eye has been warded off. There is no need for repetition now. Or recite La ilaha illallah 60 times, blow upon the person, Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa'i kamila, inshallah, azza wa jal.
In regards to bodily pain, after you mentioned somebody who got bodily pain, if they place their right hand upon the area of pain, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times, and then recite the following dua 7 times. And the dua is A'udhu billahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhiru. A'udhu billahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhiru. A'udhu billahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhiru. 7 times. In regards to the message that you mentioned about somebody who having problems and they're not having children, and regarding childlessness, spiritual cure in regards to this, that every Friday 10 times Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, 10 times without fail, the husband and wife both can do the spiritual cure. There's no fixed time of when to do it, but as long as it's done on a Friday and just a one.
Okay. We've also had a request, Istikhara, for someone who's not ready for marriage. Please let me know any problems. Thanks. Istikhara has been done regarding that, and it's come back as Vakti Azmaish, temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So again, you know, that person needs to be taught the importance of marriage, because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all our sins. May Allah Ta'ala shower blessings. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to all of those who sent in their messages. Jazakallah khairah. Please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.